laboring on making Jesus Christ the Lord of my work life, and that really is the first step, and we really need to do that before we can move on in the fullness of the second objective. The second objective is making Jesus Christ Lord of the workplace. And one of the things, and JR is going to lead us in this session, is to understand this whole thing called workplace cells and how each of us in our own ways can as a community in the office context, in the workplace context, reach out to other people. And hopefully some more of your questions which may not have been answered in the previous session will get answered during this session. So, Jay.
Why are we here? It's great to get built up with Anand giving you that whole pump of doing all the activities, and I giving you the story of Alma's prison, and then the last session will be brilliant with Rajiv going to tie it all up together. Then some of our questions answered. But there has to be some outflow after this. You know, we cannot come and sit and listen and then just go off, no? Okay, what happens when we listen and go away? Nothing happens. Yeah, that's also an answer, correct? Nothing happens. Correct. Yeah. You know, why I'm saying listen? Because when you listen, you will do something about it. When you hear, if you heard me and you found something interesting, if you go say about it to Anand as uninteresting, it's gossip. So if you heard something from me and you didn't like it, please don't share it with anybody, okay? That's by the way, okay? So after all this equipping that we have of in a day, what are we going to do? How many of us are really in love with our people at work here? In the right sense of the word. Yeah, all. I love my people, and you know, I can't speak, I communicate all. It's all wrong, vajje, sajje, something and all I say. But I love my people. I have about 15 is my immediate team, but apart from that, so many other sites when I go, all of them, and they don't like talking to women, and they don't have respect for women, Central and North India, but I still love the men. It's okay, okay? So my heart is, since I have no time now in Bombay to do things, my heart is, I have really shared and we've started praying that we will start something in MP Small, in my workplace. Don't know how that is going to happen. Okay, because I can't read, write, Hindi, nothing. So what are you going to do following this? What is the purpose of you, apart from work? Please tell me. Apart from work, in your workplace, what is the purpose for which you go? Now we have all, at least from what after we have listened to, you can't say I'm going to work for money. You cannot say I'm going for promotion. A lot of things you cannot say. So now what do you think is your purpose? Why are you getting so encouraged, so I'm believing? Why are we all, like for Pallavi, there's going to be fire in her belly to go back on Monday. Why? When you go to work, when you smoke, many of you said you love your people. What is that beyond that love? What do you think for your people? God, to share the gospel, okay? Bless them. Prakash, yeah, you're a good dentist. Yeah, I'm convincing him and his wife, come with me to Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh. I don't have doctors. You know, you know. I'm just, Santosh, I'm not robbing your flock. I have to be careful. I said, I'm not robbing your flock. Yeah, so what is it that we want to do? You know, I asked this question many years ago. My first job was in the Oberoi's, and I went to work in a place which I never wanted to work. Raj, all you guys, okay? And I went through this whole disciplining process where Oberoi's believed you have to know everything before you become a manager. So what did I do? 12 weeks I washed toilets. 10 weeks I made beds. 6 weeks I carried everybody's luggage. In uniform. And it was, I said, okay Lord, do it for how much ever time you want, but more than this I cannot become shorter, don't humble me more. It was too painful. Okay, but as soon as I got posted in Bombay, I didn't know anybody. The long story short, thank God, God put me, you know, God has his ways of doing, bringing life into your dead situations, in your valley of dry bones. I was 3 houses away from Stanley and Esme. So I found a church, I found a family, and I've remained here this many years. Okay, but the first thing in the Oberoi, what started hitting my heart is, we have to do something here. We have to do something here. And we didn't have this teaching. We didn't have anybody to direct us. But I knew, if I am blessed at the cell, I am blessed at the church, I have to go bless people. Period. And I knew one tool to pray. That's all I do, actually decent, little bit better than anything else. Okay, I can pray. So I started praying, and then two girls joined me. So every shift, after the shift, we'll pray for 15 minutes. That's how our little group began. And then Vikram Oberoi was my boss, that is PRS Oberoi's son. He said, "It looks like you're doing a good thing. Please use my room." Okay, and in conversation while review process this happened, he said, "How do you build relationships with people and everything?" And he got to know. And he started giving us in lunch break to use his room for prayer. Okay, that's where my journey for God, for the heart of God to kickstart cell started. This is in 91. The real cell came alive in 2006. Okay, but praise God, now it is happening. It's not going to be hard like this for all of you, because God will really initiate you to into things. So why do I have to start a cell? Can't I do without a cell? Can't I do it in other ways? There are many other ways to do, but one of the ways which we found extremely successful, good catalyst for live relationships to build, is cell. Care cell. Workplace care cell. Okay, and before I start on this, I want to just go to the next slide now. Yeah. Being Christ's workmanship through His presence, power and purpose. That is what we are called for. This is from the book of Ephesians. That is what we are called to do. And how are we going to establish this purpose? And the PowerPoint is here. You all can take it. It's here. Okay. How are we going to make sure that the good works of God is going to get established with people? Okay. So before we, remember, you're probably thinking, already Jaya, Wednesday, pastors, that is Reynold and Stanley and Gavin, any other, and Santosh, sorry. Anybody else who's a pastor? Yeah. See, I'm not, John, sorry, I didn't know. Okay, forgive me. Yeah, so, I'm not saying the cells which are operating now have to stop. Okay. How do we start these workplace cells? And what is it that triggers off? And I want to encourage each of you workmen and women, Payal. Okay, workmen and women. The ownership and the stewardship of starting and running it is yours. You got to get caught with the heart of God with love for your workplace. The pastor will oversee it, will encourage you, will support you and all of that. But starting, it's your responsibility. Okay, before we decide how we want, what are the various ways in looking at it? Group 1, please open to Matthew 4, verses 18 to 22. Group 1. Group 2, Luke 6, 12 to 16. Group 3, Luke 10, 1 to 2. Group 4, Acts 1, 12 to 15. Okay, just read it individually, the passages. Read Group 1, read the passage which you have individually by yourselves. Okay, group 1, in your reading, what is that you noticed? They were working, then what happened? Huh? No, in the verses, just tell me, they were working and what did Jesus do? Call them. Called how many out? Two. Okay, so they were working, Jesus called out two. Who were the two called out? Simon and Andrew. And then what happened? They left everything and followed Jesus. The first model in Matthew that we see is Jesus calls out two. Individual attention, two he calls out. The second group, Luke 6, 12 to 16, what did you notice? Hey, one person, not all of you speak. I should have given the instruction right. Yeah, one person. Yeah, Pallavi, go. Okay, how many did he choose? 12. From two it became 12. Multiple of 6 almost. 2 into 6 is 12. Okay, 6 times more. So it became 12. So from 2 disciples, 12 disciples were also apostles. Okay. Then in Luke 10, 1 to 12, 1 to 2, what did you notice? 70 others. And how did he send them out? 2 by 2. So 2, then there is 12, there is 70, sent 2 by 2. Then in the last passage, what did you all see? Acts 1, Prakash, if you can say, 120. So 2, 12, 70, 120. And then when you go to Acts 2:41, how many were added? 3,000. So, next slide, yeah. If you see the model of Jesus, It's always multiples. Okay? So you start small, but ultimately it will become two. And this is not slide created by me. If you have been through prototype cell, it is there already. It's just copy, cut, paste from there. Okay, so you got that Acts 1:12, 120. Jesus' growth pattern was this. And I want to encourage you today. You may start with two, small, begin small, but it will blow into bigger elements. Okay, and as we are on this, before I go and share with you how we started small, how we became big, not how we became big, how God grew it. Okay, before that, I want to answer the question, why another umbrella of cell? Okay, why another cell? Already we have house groups or cell groups from the church, and some of us have affiliate groups, some of us have business groups, some of us have lawyers groups, some of us have doctors group. Why another marketplace cell? Okay, you have any reasons why do you want to have a marketplace cell, if at all you believe you want to have one? Convenient to people. Thank you, Ranald. What else? Yeah, 67% of your wake hours is spent at work, whether you like it or not, even if you are not a workaholic. Okay, what else? Why do you think a marketplace care cell will make a difference? To be an influence, okay, provided you have people in your cell who are not Christians or who do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord. What else? To reach the unreached, thank you. What else? Can't you bring them to your house cell? Accessibility, visibility. These guys are speaking because day in and day out they do this. I also don't know them. I met them only once. I met their leaders, and I met Raj. Okay, 3-4 guys who are really doing 6 cells all around our house area where I have prayer walked for years. So I'm very, very encouraged with that. Anyway, so you do it because it's easy. People will come in. I'll be very honest. Cell in the marketplace is not church. It's not church. And when you start a cell in the marketplace, don't expect them to come to your church. You like it or you dislike it, I want to tell you that you cannot have the underlying agenda, my church numbers are going to grow because of a marketplace cell. Because all the marketplace people I have reached to, only 25% have come to our church. 75% has gone to other churches, they have not come to my church. Okay, and some of them still remain in the Catholic Church and are doing very well. Okay, and I have no answers. Please don't ask me, Jaya, don't you think you have to tell them that they have to? That's all not my priority. My priority is to lead them to the Lord. My priority is to give them all that is available. Beyond that, they are adults, they'll make a choice. And God knows what to do with them. I don't want to play God with them. Because I'm 45, I remain young, and I don't want to lose this youngness by getting too worried about all this. And I want to tell you, don't get too bothered and too get worried about all of it, okay? Let's move on and look. What are the reasons? It's an umbrella that you... But I want to encourage, form this umbrella under this good shepherd who knows you in and out. Matthew knew every member of all the 5 cells that I was responsible for. Some point or other, they have come for common meetings. Some point or other, they have met Matthew. And we've had common things where they had to come and they had to have fun with us. So they all still relate with Matthew, Maria. They're all not added to our church. We've had times when 43 of them have come and 24 from my team have come. From our team, only 5 have added to our church. Others are not a part of our church. But make sure you are under a good shepherd for the same thing, who understands your heart, who does not think you are trying to do something on your own and independently. Okay? I'm not telling the pastor has to take the ownership, you have to take the ownership. Okay? And I don't think in a time and place as now, any pastor is going to say, you cannot go start a cell. Would that be your heart, Ranald? Would that be your heart, Stanley? Would that be your heart, Gavin? Would that be your heart, Santosh? Would that be your heart, Johnson? They can start, all of them. So I want to encourage that, you know, form it as an umbrella, but keep it under a pastor's leadership. Move on. It's not a church, as I told you. It's individuals. Because it's small group, it's individuals. Don't expect you to speak, you know, hey, how was your Sunday? What happened? What testimony did you hear? What was the message? That's not going to be the conversation. Because when we started cell, I prayed. I said, Lord, my first cell, I don't want a single Christian. I want everybody who doesn't know you. And lo and behold, God was very good. I had everybody who didn't know Jesus Christ. Because it's good to have everybody on unknown ground. At least then you know where to work them towards rather than struggling. I'm not saying all of you, that was my faith level. You can work as God leads you, but preferable, try and make sure that you give them individual. And remember, these are individuals who are coming, trusting you for your word, trusting you for your integrity, trusting you because you've shown love to them, trusting you because you've helped them in times of need. There's a large element of groundwork you've done. They're not going to come because they like you. Liking will only last till you are likable. Like she said, no, Pallavi. Why, initially I was gung-ho over with this girl, but now too I get so, you know, she's used a very polite word. Then Gavin said, you actually get really, you know, cheesed off with her now. You know, that's what it is, right? So we all have that struggle, but how much, and also as Anand said, despite our dealings with people, when God leads them, when you pray for them, they come to your cell, all the struggles will exist, but the cell will also happen. Okay, they are individuals. Love them with all your heart, please. Ask the Lord every morning to fill your heart with love. When they cry, you can cry. When they laugh, you can laugh. If they get more increment than you, you should be happy, even if you are their boss. God will give you that heart. I'm telling you. My subordinate, who knows the Lord, one of our cells, he got born again, goes to the Catholic Church still. His appraisals are done, and I've given him the letter. My appraisal is not done. It doesn't trouble me. And then he asked me every day, Jaya, I'm praying for you. You got appraisal? I said, no, I have not got. And my husband says, Jay, you should go ask the boss. I said, no. Everybody knows appraisal needs to be done. So you'll have different people, but are you willing to love them with that sacrificial love? That's the one question you have to answer. What is the new commandment Jesus gave us? Love your neighbor. Love them as I have loved you. That's a new commandment in John 13:35. I want to encourage you. That's the kind of love you look for. Move on. Yeah? And also these cells have to be quick. They cannot be this one day event. They cannot be 1.5 hours. You cannot do the 4 W's. You know, welcome, worship, word, words, all that you cannot do. Because time is precious, time is money. People have to travel back to their homes. But you're probably thinking, in quality of time, how can we think? Anyway, as Richard said, we are investing so much time with them. So in half an hour, you just do business with God and them. Don't do anything else. And what you will do in the half an hour also, I lay out. Yeah, move on. And also maintain a sense of unity with your people. There'll be sometimes, if there are Christians, different church people. If there are, I'm glad different church people are here. In one cell that we ran in Cafe Coffee Day in Vikhroli, I had 9 denominations come, 11 people.